Sharing Christ's Suffering, March 23. Rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. To have strength we must have exercise. To have strong faith, we must be placed in circumstances where our faith will be exercised. It is through much tribulation that we are to enter the kingdom of God. Our Savior was tried in every possible way, and yet he triumphed in God continually. It is our privilege to be strong in the strength of God under all circumstances and to glory in the cross of Christ. In this life we must meet fiery trials and make costly sacrifices, but the peace of Christ is the reward. There has been so little self-denial, so little suffering for Christ's sake, that the cross is almost entirely forgotten. We must be partakers with Christ of his sufferings if we would sit down in triumph with him on his throne. Heaven is very near those who suffer for righteousness' sake. Christ identifies his interests with the interests of his faithful people. He suffers in the person of his saints, and whoever touches his chosen ones touches him. The power that is near to deliver from physical harm or distress is also near to save from the greater evil, making it possible for the servant of God to maintain his integrity under all circumstances, and to triumph through divine grace. Persecution should bring joy to the disciples of Christ, for it is an evidence that they are following in the steps of their Master. While the Lord has not promised his people exemption from trials, he has promised that which is far better. He has said, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. If you are called to go through the fiery furnace for his sake, Jesus will be by your side even as he was with the faithful three in Babylon. Those who love their Redeemer will rejoice at every opportunity of sharing with him humiliation and reproach. The love they bear their Lord makes suffering for his sake sweet.